loudly, I don't have a microphone here. So we're going to talk about choices today, okay? So I'm going to give each of you a little prompt. I'm going to give, who likes to play, who likes music? You want to do music? You like to play piano? Here, Linda, you can do music, okay? I'm going to give you a tennis racket, okay? We're going to give... you guys both get balls, okay? Okay. I'm going to tell a story today about a girl named Linda. Linda had lots of friends. Some played baseball, some played tennis, but Linda really wanted to learn how to play the piano. So Linda said, I don't know, this is a tough choice. I've been taking piano lessons, but my friends are out playing baseball and playing tennis. But I really want to learn how to play the piano. So she says, is it worth it? Am I going to go take my lessons while all my friends are all playing their sports? You have to make a choice. Are you going to make that choice? You are? Because you really want to learn how to play the piano, right? But it's going to cost, too. That means your mom's probably going to have to kind of go out and find a piano someplace where you can practice, right? She may have to buy, how to get a book. This is my book from when I was a kid. And you're going to have to, it's going to cost you in other ways. You're going to have to, do you have to practice? You have to practice. How long do you need to practice?
A lot.
So if you want to come over to the piano over here, you can take a look and see what is involved. Okay? Want to tell you a note? Well, it takes a lot of practice, but you're on the way to being a good piano player. So now we have a girl named Laura. Laura wants to learn how to play tennis. Okay? And so all her friends are playing baseball and playing piano, and she says, would you think it's worth it when your friends are out playing to like practice on your own and learn how to play the sport? To think about that, right? Yeah. Well, I got this because my son plays tennis, and it is a costly sport. You gotta buy balls. You have to, when the racket breaks, you gotta buy string. And then you, when your friends are out playing baseball or piano, you may need to go take lessons and learn to be really, really good. So you have to invest a lot of time into it. Okay. So here are the things that you need. Okay. Pablo and Andrew. I know Andrew likes baseball. In fact, I think he has a baseball game today, right? When you get done from church?
Eventually.
Yeah. So some kids want to become really good baseball players. Okay? And so when your friends are out playing the piano, playing tennis, or watching TV, or playing video games, what does it take to become a really, really good at baseball?
Practice,
lots of practice. Andrew, just take practice?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. And so, are you willing, that's a cost. That's a cost you have to pay. Are you willing to give up some time with your friends to practice a lot and become really, really good at baseball? You are, Paula?
Yeah.
How about you, Andrew?
Awesome.
Is it worth it? Okay, so this relates back to our story today in the Bible. We all face really important decisions in life. The most important decision that we face is whether we're going to follow
God,
follow Jesus, right? You might say that's an easy decision. Think it's easy?
It can be.
It can be. It cannot be. Of course we'll follow Jesus, but Jesus warned us that it's not always easy to follow him, okay? He said we should sit down and count the cost. That's in the gospel we'll be hearing a little bit later. We'll choose to follow. Will we follow him even if it means giving up our friends or making bad decisions? Sometimes that might be hard, right? But that's the right thing to do. It means Maybe if you're a missionary, maybe it means going to a really far away place, away from your family and your friends. That's sacrifice that some people make. Maybe it means we're not going to live in a huge house or drive a fancy car, that we have other things that we make more important. So Jesus said, whoever does not carry his cross and follow him cannot be his disciple. So let's think about that as we go through our lives and we make choices, that sometimes maybe the best choice is not the easiest choice. So can you guys bow your heads? And, dear Jesus, we thank you for being willing to carry your cross to Calvary. Help us to make the choice to take our cross and follow you. Amen.